problem involved, because the Mishnah says in Mishnah Iskala, there's a Masech Iskala in Zohar, the Mishnah says that if you have tzvuah that grew in Chutz Loretz and you made flour out of it and you took it into Eretz Yisrael and you mixed the flour with the water in Eretz Yisrael, then it says in the Mishnah that it's chayiv in Chala. So if the tzvuah grew in Chutz Loretz and you bake it in Eretz Yisrael and you make it into dough in Eretz Yisrael, it's chayiv in Chala. So how can you consider that a mitzvah kli boretz? That's a problem. Some achareinu want to say it's taka makna, and others want to say it's taka not a mitzvah kli boretz, just exeris hakosav, hoi b'chol chamil lechem horetz. Exeris hakosav, that it depends on where you make it into lechem. But the Pashtus is, we assume that it's not so. Tosis on that Mishnah in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak, assumes not so. Rashi always writes not so. Rashi in Tosis, and the Pashtus is that Chala is considered one of the mitzvahs of Chutz Loretz, notwithstanding this quirk of Halacha, that even though if the tool grew in Chutz Loretz and the Lisho is done in Eretz Yisrael, it's also chayiv in Chala. The Mishnah says the same regarding Trumas and Maitis, that if you have payers that grew in Chutz Loretz and you do the Miruach in Eretz Yisrael, then it becomes Chayiv in Trumas and Maitis. Because the Mishnah has two opinions, whether that din in the Mishnah, that's a Mishnah is Chal, the two are put together. Because Mishnah has two ideas as to whether this Mishnah is telling me only a din derabon or a din derais. Chaim says that one side in the Kes Mishnah is very difficult to say that Tvua that grew in Chutz Loretz and then you import it into Eretz Yisrael and you do the Miruach in Eretz Yisrael, that that's going to be Chayv in HaTorah. In Shumas and Maisus, that's very difficult. Rab Chaim Tainas, Rab Chaim Moise quotes this in the name of my dear friend Didi Amise Agoyen Chaim Salvechi from Brisk. Rab Chaim Moise in the Chumas quotes like that. How can that possibly be that that's a Din Deraisa? The Gemara talks about Hazareh Ba'atz She'ena Nokov, as opposed to Zareh Ba'atz, it's Nokov. Whatever grows in an Otz, it's Nokov, is considered as if it's Yoni from the ground. So if the Otz, it's Nokov, is Munach HaGabi Eretz Yisrael, sitting in Eretz Yisrael, so it's considered as Gedulei Ha'aretz. And it's Chayv and Trumas and Maisus Min HaTorah. Whatever grows in Otz, it's She'ena Nokov, it has no Nekev on the bottom, so it's only Yoni from the Ofor that's in the Otz, which is Nitlash Min Ha'aretz. So the Gemara says, Bekamim, that the Chayv Trumas and Maisus is only the Rabbanah. So Chaim argued, why should it only be with the Rabbanan? True, the Gidl was in Chutz Loretz. Where are you going to do the Miruach? You're going to do the Miruach on top of the Otzitz? Nah. You're going to harvest the Tua, then you're going to do the Miruach on top of the ground. So according to that opinion, they guess Mishnah that whenever the Gidl was in Chutz Loretz, and the Miruach took place in Eretz Yisrael, it's Chayv and Trumas and Maisus Min HaTorah. So why should everything that grows in an Otzitz Shein and Otzitz only be the Rabbanan? But Chaim said that's a Dover Bora, that side of the guess Mishnah not correct. To say that Tvua that grew in Chutz Loretz and has a Miruach and Eretz Yisrael is Chayv in HaTorah, that's not correct. The difficulty is that the Kes Mishnah has the two suggestions, whether that whole Mishnah in Chala is the Raisa, or the whole Mishnah in Chala is the Rabbanan. The Pashtus is that half of the Mishnah is the Raisa, half of the Mishnah is the Rabbanan. The Pashtus is that as far as Chiyav Chala is concerned, if the Tvua grew in Chutz Loretz and you do the Lisha, you do the mixing of the flour with the water is done in Eretz Yisrael, so that's Chayv and Chala Min HaTorah. But if the Tvua grew in Chutz Loretz and then you do the Miruach in Eretz Yisrael, so the Chiyav Trumas and Maisus would only be in the Rabbanan. The Pashtus is that the both Tzadim and Kes Mishnah are not correct. Kes Mishnah writes one side that the whole Mishnah is their Isis, so Chaim said that's impossible. Then the other side he has that the whole Mishnah is only the Rabbanan. But they make such a din the Rabbanan. So the Pashtus is by Chala, it should be a din deraisa, that it depends on where the lisha is done. And by Trumas and Maisus, it's the Rabbanan, not the Chal. Anyway, the Pashtus is, we assume that Chal is one of the mitzvahs of Tlis Boris. As one of the mitzvahs of Tlis Boris, it should really depend on Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. All of the mitzvahs of Tlis Boris depend on Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. The full Kedusha Eretz Yisrael was completed only after the 14 years went by, the days of Yishuvim, and after the Sheva Shekivshu, the Sheva Shechilku. The Gea, the Chala, Rashi on Parshas HaShavua, quotes from the Gemara in Tzudas, Avkov Dalet, Avkov Hei. The Gea, the Chiyav Chala, it's different, that they became a Chiyav to be Mafish Chala, B'vayachem, El Ha'or. It doesn't say Kisavoy El Ha'or, it says B'vayachem. So the Gemara is Medayik from Mishin Rilosh, and B'vayachem means, as they were coming into Eretz Yisrael, even in the first 14 years, it was the Chiyav Chala Ben Atar. What does that mean? So the Pashtus is that was the beginning of the Kiddush Ha'aretz. The Chilas Kiddush Ha'aretz was that you needed Kibush and Chiluk. chiluk was the gemara of the kiddush Yisrael. And the tchilas hakiddush was when they came in there itself. That was the haskalah of the mekadosh. So that tchilas hakiddush is sufficient that they get to the chiyuv challah. That's all pipashtus the way it runs. So others want to say a shverivar. Others want to say that there was no kedusha saaretz until after 14 years, and nonetheless there was a chiyuv challah. So that shows that the chiyuv challah depends on the shem eretz Yisrael as opposed to the kedusha eretz Yisrael. That's a shverer word because the Gemara says the famish. It's still just on the same daf that after the Churban Bayis Rishon, we assume that the whole Kedusha Eretz Yisrael was batla, so the Chiyuv Challah was no longer deraisa. It's a din that depends on Shem Eretz Yisrael. Why shouldn't it remain as deraisa even after the Kedusha is batla? So the Pashtus is that you see the Pashtus is you see from the Gemara like that. That Challah is a mitzvah tlibar, it depends on Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. And after, if you hold the Kedusha Rishon, Eloi Kitchel Asi Lavoi, at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon, the Kedusha was batla, that's how, is it Machlekes in the Gemara, but that's in the Kubal, that's the Psak, that for sure is the Psak, that the Kedusha Rishon was Eloi Kitchel Asi Lavoi. Kedusha Shni is the Machlekes Lavoi. But the Kedusha Rishon for sure was batla. So then the Chiyuv Challah is only the Rabbana. The Gemara has a discussion, what about the Zman Bayisheni? The Zman Bayisheni, what's the din of, and after the Bayisheni, was the Chiyuv Challah there, I said the Rabbana. So the Gemara suggests that even if one should assume that the Chiyuv Trumas and Maisrois, the Zman Bayisheni and after Bayisheni was the Oraisa, but the Chiyuv Challah maximum is only the Rabbana in Eretz Yisrael. The fact that we're Mafish Chala puts Lord that for sure is only the Rabban. That it says B'Riachim Ohar. It says the din only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Either it's Alpi Pashta Samitvat Leib Oretz, or it's Xeris HaKosov that it depends on Eretz Yisrael. Whatever it is. But clearly the din that we're Mafish Chala and puts Lord is only with the Rabban. And that's what the Gemara has in Choris, a whole list of Kulas. And Chala's puts Lord because it's only the Rabban. It's more Kal than other dinim of Chumah the Rabban. The din is that usually not permitted to eat the tevel until you mafresh trumas and maisis, or if you have bread in Eretz Yisrael and you have an eat the tevel, not allowed to eat the bread or the cake or the cookies until you mafresh the challah, before you mafresh challah to eat the tevel. In Chutz Loretz, the Gemara has a din, oichel v'hoilach v'achakach mafresh, that's one of the several kulas. You're permitted to eat the cake or the bread or the cookies, as long as you leave over a little bit, and then you plan to be mafresh later on. Now, hafrasha from later will be matel eat the tevel. It's a strange dit. That's how they're chachamim amisakim. Chalas chutz loretz is more kal than all other forms of tevel the rabbanon. There are other kinds of tevel the rabbanon in Eretz Yisrael. Let's say ma'isa yerek is only the rabbanon. But ma'isa yerek, there's no din that oichel b'hoilach v'achach mafresh. There is no such halacha. Al pi pashtus. The sefer Shmir Shabbos Gilchosi points out that there is a tveris Yisrael in one place on Mishnayis where he writes that sometimes even in Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maisis in Eretz Yisrael, if it's only on the level of the Rabbanon, that din would also apply. So the Shmir Shavs Kachasa points out that it's just not so. It's not correct. All the Pashtim say that it's not correct. That kula only applies to Chalas Chutz Loretz. It doesn't apply to Trumas and Maisis in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara there in Ksubis draws this contrast. The Gemara says that even if one should assume that Trumas the Maestri is Bizman Azeb, Bizman Baisheni, Bizman Azeb, you assume Kedusha Shni was Kitchel or Shidobar, there's never Bottle, even if one should assume that it's Deraisa, but the Chiyuv Challah can only be the Rabbanon. Why? Because you have to have Bias Kulchem. And when Ezra came back to Eretz Yisrael, there clearly was no Bias Kulchem. That's what it says in the Gemara. There was no Bias Kulchem. The Pashtus in the Gemara is that this Xeris HaKosov of Bias Kulchem only applies to Challah and clearly does not apply to Trumas and Maestris. If you learn how Mamatzino from Challah to Trumas and Maestris, how does the Gemara say that Trumas and Maestris would be the Raisa and Challah would only be the Rabbana because of the lack of Biaskul? So see, Biaskul and Alti Pashtus, the Gemara and Ksuba Dab Kafei is only a din when it gets to Bivayachem, Biaskul, my Kosmada. It's only a din when it gets to Challah, not when it gets to Trumas and Maestris. The Rambam writes otherwise. The Rambam in the end of Perek Aleph and Hilchas Trumas writes, Hashumah v'amaisa b'zman hazeh, afilu b'zman b'aisheni, afilu b'meyezro, was only the Rabbanon, and he gives the reason why, because there was a lack of bias kulchem. So there wasn't a bias kulchem. He could have said like the Rama for a different reason. That's where Rabbi Yoshe Ber Briske, the Beis Halevi in the Tshuvas, quotes in the name of his son, Rabbi Chaim Briske. that time he was the Rosh Hashiva in Valozha. His father was still alive, so he wasn't the Bris Kirov. So he quotes, my son, Rav Chaim, the Rosh Hashiva in Valozha, said, a Hezbo in the Rambam. It's hard to imagine that this is a Hezbo in the Rambam. It's a good word. He says that we can explain why there's no Chiyav Chumas HaMaisis min HaTorah b'zman hazeh, because in order to have a Chiyav Chumas HaMaisis in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, they only became a Chiyav Chumas HaMaisis after the Chalukas HaAretz, after they completely divided all of Eretz Yisrael in the Shvatim and then the Yechidim. And in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni and after, there never was a Chalukah. So before you make a Chalukas HaAretz, there's no Chiyav Chumas HaMaisis. That may be correct, maybe that is not correct, but whatever. But it's hard to say that. It's hard to fit that into the word of the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say that at all. The Rambam states clearly that the reason why there's no Trumas HaMaisris Bismanazah, even during the lifetime of Ezra, when he came back there, it's still, okay, Ubizman should call Israel Sham Shenemar. He said, "Bias kulchem, just like it was in Yerusha Yishayim. Kama sheim atzinim lachza b'Yerusha Shlishis. Lo kishay b'Yerusha Shniyah. That's the way it was in the days of Ezra. Shoyse bias miktsotzam, lefichach lechiv ha'isa min ha'ter." So the Rambam writes that there's no chiv chumas and maises bizman Ezra, bizman b'Yisheni, and after, because of the lack of bias kulchem. That's a pillar. That's against the Talmud Bavli. That maybe you'll dig up some other Gemara that says like that. No one knows where the Gemara is. Maybe some Talmud Yerushalmi like that, but that's the Gemara. That Gemara in Ksubis is the Befeirish right there. The Gemara in Ksubis Daf Chaf Hei says Befeirish. That pasuk of Bias Kulchem is only required when you get to Challah, and clearly doesn't apply when you get to Trumas and Maaseh. Hapela Dike Rambo against the Gemara. So this is in Kiddushin, the end of the first paragraph points out that we have a din midirabonon that the Chachamim were mechayiv in Shumas and Maisis and the Aratzis Hatzluchas l'Eretz Yisrael and the lands that border Eretz Yisrael. And the field, but they were never mechayiv v'chaloh l'Aratzis HaRechoykes l'Eretz Yisrael. That's a thesis in the first paragraph in Chulin on Daf Zayinim and Aleph, and a thesis in the end of the first paragraph in Kiddushin like that. Masheinikin Chalo, the Mishnah states clearly that the obligation to be Mapish Chalo would be instituted with the Rabbanon all over the world. The Tosis wants to know, why is there a discrepancy? Why didn't they only introduce Chiyuv Chalo and Chutzloras Barosis Asmuchas? Shum Dil Masa Dechlufe. They may bring this into Eretz Yisrael and they leave it without a precious Chalo, and people would think that it ruined Eretz Yisrael's stuff. So why is it that they made it Mochom? The Tosis makes a suggestion. Gemara never explains why they discrepancy. The Tosfos makes a suggestion, maybe because Chala looks so much like it's a Chayvet Aguf. It doesn't really look like a Mitzvah Tlivar. It's because it depends, it doesn't really depend on where the pavers grew, as the Mishnah stated. It really depends on where the Miruach is, where the Lisha is done, where you do the manufacturing of the Lechem. The Tosfos says maybe that's the reason. Since it looks like it's a Chayvet Aguf, so maybe that's why Midei Rabbanan instituted the Chiyuv HaPrashas Chala all over the world. Still very difficult. What do I care what it looks like? If Menateret, it's a mitzvah to Yibaretz, and the Rabbanim, they're introducing a chiyuv, even a chutzlar. It's a one of shach. Either you make it only Aratz HaSasnuch, same as Truma. Or you make Truma also Becholot. It's a strange discrepancy. The Mishnah increases mentions that Chala Hashem Echot with Truma and Bikurim and Maisem and Amaisa. The din is that in order to get Malkus for a person who does an Avera of Macholos Hasuris, he has to eat a Kazayis. If you only do an Avera to a Chatzis Shir, so Chatzis Shir is also an Atera, but there's no Malkus. So the Shir for a Macholos Hasuris is usually assumed to be a Kazayis sometimes. Not a Kazayis, but usually it's a Kazayis. So what if a person eats, let's say, half a Kazayis of Chelev, half a Kazayis of Nevela? Face half a Kazayis of Dam and half a Kazayis of Pigul. Totally two different Yisurim. So that's a Machlekes HaTanaim, where the Yisurim mitztarf from Zemze. We pass him though. Ain't Yisurim mitztarf from Zemze. The only time you get Malkus is if you eat a Kazayis Shalayim of one Yisur. What if you eat the half a Kazayis of Nivlas HaOyf? I go to the A&P and I buy meat and I buy chicken. So I cook it. And I eat a half a Kazayis of Nivlas HaOyf and a half a Kazayis of Nivlas HaPema. Altogether, Terke de Achilos Prasa. That would be Mitzara. Shame the Vela, shame Echot. What's the difference? Whether the Vela was cooked, or fried, or boiled, or baked, or whatever. As long as it's Nevela. And I don't care whether it's Nivlas Zoyf or Nivlas Damon, the baby is the baby, that's all Shem Echad. I ignore the flavor, I ignore the style of cooking, and so on. So the Mishnah says, what if you have a person who's not a kohen, and he eats a quarter of a kezayis of challah, a quarter of a kezayis of truma, a quarter of a kezayis of bikurim, and a quarter of a kezayis of maisem and amaisem. So the Mishnah says in Krisis that these are mitztarkim, because this is all mamash shem echad. The truma is shem, challah is shem echad with truma. Truth of the matter is that the fact that we call it mishnayis challah, and in Shulchan Aruch it's called hilchas challah, that's really what we might call a Yiddishism. You can't call mishnayis a Yiddishism, they didn't speak Yiddish then. But it's a slang, it's a colloquial expression, because the word challah in Chumash means dough. The word challah does mean what you mafresh on the dough. What you mafresh is called truma. That's how the pasuk says in Chumash. Reishis tarisa sechem challah tama tarimu truma l'Hashem. You don't read it. Reishis tarisa sechem challah tarimu, because it says tarimu truma l'Hashem. So the thing that you take out is really called truma, and the whole batch of dough is called a challah. That's why there's a question regarding the Nusach HaBrocha. In the Shulchan Aruch, there's a whole dispute, what's the Nusach HaBrocha? So half of the women, when they're Machrish Chalas, they have Shekadoshan, they have Son Allah Proshas Chala, Allah Hafish Chala Menuiso, some Nusach like that. And the only going holds that that's not the correct Nusach, because we have a Klauf and a Rujom and the other Mishonim, that all of the Nuschos HaTfilo and the Nuschos HaBrocha are supposed to be patterned, are supposed to be based on a biblical Hebrew. You have to base it on Loshon HaTanach. So on Loshon HaTanach, the word challah does not mean challah. The word challah means the dough. What do you mean, Hashem Shem Son, Allah HaFrosh has challah? You're not mafish challah, you're mafish truma. Allah HaFrosh has truma. So it's mama shem echad with truma and bikur. Bikur is also truma. Maisim and amais is also truma. It's all shem echad with truma. The issue in Shulchan Aruch, everybody's masking to that. The issue in the Shulchan Aruch regarding the Nisach HaBracha is there or is there not such a klal? That all tefillahs and all brachas have to be recited the Loshon HaTanach. So the Vilna Gaon holds from that klal from the other drama, and others are not so convinced, and it is. As a long essay in his commentary on the Shultas, if I'm not mistaken, Parshas Noach, where he has a Gemara in the Dorim, he claims the Gemara in the Dorim is Fakir. Because the Gemara in the Dorim speaks about the word Muslim. The Mishnah says, in Dorim, a man takes a net, a Gemara brachas also, a man takes a net and not to eat Muslim. So what's included in the Neder? So it says in the Mishnah, every food in the world is included except for two, Mayim and Melach. Water and salt are not included, and everything else is called Mosul. The Mar says, how can it be? But you only say Bari Minim Zaynis on Chameshis Mini Doba. You're not supposed to say Bari Minim Zaynis on ice cream, on milk, on potato chips, and everything else. Only Chameshis Mini Doba. So the Mar discusses the Kasha. So the Nitziv asks, what's the Kasha? Bidin Dorim Halucha Chalosha Mili Odom. The Gemara says, the Dorm depends on Lashem HaYodah. So on Lashem HaYodah, maybe the word Mazon and Mazinus refers to everything except for Mayim and Melech. Mashenik came Brachas. Brachas have to be composed according to Biblical Hebrew. So maybe in Biblical Hebrew, the word Mazon only refers to the Chameshis Minyodah. So how did the Gemara even know to ask a Kasha? If the Gemara is bothered with the Kasha, the Gemara starts working on the Teretz. What does the Gemara have to give a Teretz? The Kasha doesn't get off the ground. This depends on Lashem HaYodah, and this depends on Lashem HaTar. So the Nesid claims for not Gemara is a Tayufta against the whole Sefer Abu Drama. The whole premise of the whole Sefer is wrong. The whole Sefer is based on this assumption that every phrase in the davening, Sukkot is Zimra straight lifted from the Tanakh that we know. Oz Yoshin is straight from the Chumash. Okay, by Rav David is also straight from the Tanakh. But Avalatian is also, whatever, Psukkot, Psukkot, but the Abu Drama doesn't have to identify where they are. But the Abu Drama works on the Brachas, and then on the Nusach HaTfilah, to show that every phrase in the Nusach HaTfilah is based on a pasuk in Tanakh somewhere. So that's what the Netziv says. He thinks that the whole Sefer is based on a mistaken premise. That it's not so. Who says that all of the Nusach HaTfilah has to correspond to Loshon HaTanakh? Maybe it's composed by Loshon HaYom. So the others hold not so. That's a fundamental machlagin. That's a shaila. What's the Nusach HaBrocha? The Hafish Chalah, what do you say? No, the Hafish Chalah, that's colloquial. It's a Yiddishism. You have to say Allah Rosh is Truma, not Allah Rosh is Chalah. The Dol Gaon has a Raya from the Mishnah, has a Diyuk from the Mishnah in Brachas. It says in the beginning of Ketzat Mevarchim that when you eat fruits, you say Bar Pi Weis. When you eat vegetables, you say Bar Pi Adom. And Rav Yehuda's opinion is that that's not sufficient Pirut. Just like you don't say shahakal on everything, but the evidence, if you say shahakal, you'll be yotze, but you have to have tirus on potatoes, you say guadoma, And on apples you say bar pihoy. So Rav Yehuda's opinion is quoted in the Mishnah that on some vegetables you have to say bar mini d'shoy. So the Mishnah writes like that. We don't pass like Rav Yehuda. That's enough pirut. You say bar pihadom on the vegetables, that's sufficient pirut. So the Mishnah uses the following lashon: Ala yirokas oimer bar mini d'shoy. If he eats green vegetables, so he should say bar mini d'shoy. So they quote from the Vilna Gaon, why the Shinui Loshen? They should say, Ala Yirokas, I'm a Bari Mini Yirokas. Or they should say, Ala Dushai, I'm a Bari Mini Dushai. Why does it switch? Ala Yirokas, if you're eating Yirokas, then you say Bari Mini Dushai. So they quote from the Vilna Gaon, the Mishnah is written Beloshen HaMishnah. But the Brachas have to be Beloshen HaTanah. So the Mishnah says in Mishnah Hebrew, if you're eating Yirokas, which in biblical Hebrew would be referred to as Dushayim, so when you recite the Bracha, you need Pirut. You need pirut on the subcategories of the vegetables, so for that you have to say bari mini d'shoyim. You don't say bari mini rocket, that's Mishnaic Hebrew, that's not biblical Hebrew. It claims when that Mishnah is a raya to the other drama, that Mishnah is a raya to this klal, that all the brachas and all the tefillah has to be composed in Loshon HaTanach as opposed to Loshon Neyom. There is a taz, in Hilchas Nedarim. Hilchas Nedarim is all about Loshon Neyot. The whole middle 30 block in Nedarim explains that what is included in the Neder, what's not included in the Neder, and Loshon Neyot, what's included, what's not. So the Shulchan Aruch says Ashayla, doesn't say Ashayla, it says a person, quote a Mishnah in Nedarim, a man takes a Neder, that he's not going to eat potato chips until Ad La'achar HaChag. Let's say he's holding Chodesh Elul, or it's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time, and there is Meitzuvah. So he takes a net, he's not going to eat potato chips ad la'achar hachag. So la'achar hachag means until after Shmini Atzeres. So Shmini Atzeres is the end of Chag. Chag means Sukkot. So Shmini Atzeres is the end of Sukkot. So the Taz quotes a kasha from the Maharal Miprag that the Ramah in Hilchas Sukkot quotes from earlier Poskin that on Sukkot is Yom. On Sukkot in the davening of Shmoneh Esrei, when you say Yalav Yovi, you mention the name of the Yontif, so you say Yom Chag Sukkot Hazeh. On Shmini Atzeres, you shouldn't call it Chag Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, because you don't bring a korban chagig on Shmini Atzeres, because you just refer to it as Yom Shmini Atzeres Hazeh. You can't call it a Chag. So the Maharal Miprag, the Taz quotes Maharal Miprag like the Gadol Hador, major something about it. Quotes also the Lavush. So today we don't have so much cash, and not the Lagush, and not so much the Maharal Miprag, the Machshavah a little bit, Maharal Miprag, the Halacha is very little, but the Taz quotes something outstanding. So the Taz, because the Dorm quotes is Kasha from the Maharal Miprag, that how can the Ramah make such a statement that Shmini Atzeres is never referred to as a Chag, the Chanoch in the Mishnah in the Dorm, and in the Shulchan Aruch, that it says the Feresh, if the person takes a Neder and not to eat something, Ad La'achar HaChag, So it means to lift the Shmini Atzeres, because Shmini Atzeres is also a Chag. So the Taz says he thinks he has a good teretz on Maharal Miprag's kasha. He said that's the teretz. That in the Dorm Halacha Lashem Yodam. So Lashem Yodam, people refer to Shmini Atzeres as part of Sukkot. The last day Sukkot, they say the last day Pesach. They say the first day Sukkot, the last day Sukkot. Strictly speaking, it's not the last day Sukkot. It's not part of the Chag. Shmini Atzeres takanat Chag. The Ramon in Hilchas Sukkot, when he writes that when he daven Shmoneh Esrei and Shmoneh Atzeres, he cannot mention Chag, that's because the Ramah is going with this cloth. The tefillah has to be Beloshen HaTanach, Beloshen HaTorah, not Beloshen Meliyod. Beloshen Meliyodam, Shmoneh Atzeres is called Chag, because people call it Sukkot also. But Beloshen HaTorah and Tanach Staka never called Chag, because it's only referred to as a Chag if it's a holiday in which you bring a Korban Chagigah. So Shmoneh Atzeres, you don't bring a Korban Chagigah, so it doesn't qualify to be called a Chag. So this is the machlokes. No? This is the machlokes between among the Rishonim, the major machlokes for the tefillos and brachos. Is there such a cloud? Tefillos and brachos have to be composed b'loshon Meliyot, b'loshon HaTanach, or not necessarily so. Usually, what the women do when they make challah is they say a bracha. They're about to take out a little cup. Supposed to say the bracha over lasi yos. So they should say the bracha and then they take out a little don. They don't say anything. That's all. The machlokes, they don't say anything. So what? Where's the kriya Hashem? You have to say Hariza Truma, Hariza Chalam, no, Hariza Truma L'Hashem Alakot. You have to say something. So Rabbi Kivega points out, and on his commentary on the bottom of the page of the Yeridei, he points out that it's not right, the practice that the women have, that they don't do a Kriya Hashem, that they're really supposed to be Kar Hashem B'dibur. They should say Hariza Truma L'Hashem Alakot. The meaning is they don't do it, they rely on the halacha that truma is nitalis b'machshava. The pasuk says in the end of Parshas Korach, "V'nechshav lachem trumaschem, kadogan menagur v'chamleim menayekis." So the pasuk pshat in the pasuk is when a farmer takes out ma'aser rishon and he gives it to the Levi is not permitted to eat the ma'aser rishon until he takes out ma'aser mena ma'aser, trumas ma'aser, and gives that over to the kohen. So it says "V'nechshav lachem trumaschem." The ma'aser that the Levi gives is considered the ma'aser mena ma'aser has the exact same status. Kadogan menagur v'chamleim menayekis has the exact same status as the truma gedolah that the farmer separates. First thing the farmer takes out is truma gedolah. So the Fazari said there's Misa de Shemai. Then he takes out ma'aser rishon, gives it to the lady. The lady takes out ma'aser ma'aser, and he gives that to the kohen. And actually, the trumas chen, the trumas ma'aser, that you, the Levian, take out, has the exact same status. Kadogam and Agur has the same status as the truma gedolah. So how do you translate the word v'nechsha? It is considered like, it has the same status, it is equal to. The Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. The Tanaim say an additional level of interpretation that the word v'nechshav is miloshen machshava. V'nechshav lachem trumaschem. If you think about it, I have, let's say, 10 bushels. Let's say I have 50 bushels, and I make up my mind. I want this one bushel to become truma gedolah. It's supposed to give echa min hachamishim. I in Beinoni is supposed to give echa min hachamishim. So the fellow has 50 bushels and made up his mind, why is this bushel to be truma? Even though he never pronounced it with his lips. And normally there's a din in the Dorim in Yoni HaFloh that Nefesh Kisishova Levate Bisasayim, that if Chisha Beliboy, the Shvua is not binding and the Nether is not binding, Machi Yotze Biswasim, because it says Levate Biswasayim. Nonetheless, this is an exception to the rule. It should have been part of that rule because HaFrosh's truma is also one of the Yoni HaFloh. HaFloh means things that are Chal Aydei Amira, Aydei Dibor. That's why there's only Hataras Nindorim by Nindorim Mishmus and Ziris and Negdashis and by Afrosh's Truma. Why Afrosh's Truma? Because Afrosh's Truma is an Indian of Hafloah. It's Chayyid Dibur. So that's why it's, one is able to undo it. Ayideh Hataras Nindorim. Let's say the Din of Muklas Tamach Layish. A year before Bar Mitzvah, if a person takes a Nether, so the Nether is binding. Hatarim, the Rabbanan, Machlekes and Nigamor, Machlekes the Rabbanan and the Raivik. Whether this Din of Muklas Tamach Layish is a Din the Raiz, a Din the Rabbanan. So the Mishnah says that the Shulchan Aruch quotes it that this halacha mukla samach liyish the year before bar mitzvah, one is able to take the dorim and so on, even applies to hafrashas truma. You can be mafresh truma chala. Let's say my daughters were young and they bake. I have now young daughters also. So those who are within a year before bar mitzvah are able to be mafresh chala. Those who are younger than that, they know how to bake. But al pidin, they're not permitted to be mafresh chala. It's not going to be chala. Even those who are within the year before bas mitzvah, they are able to be mafresh chala, but they don't have the money that they were mafresh chala. Let's say they're going to bake cake or cookies when there are no adults around. And then we're going to say that they were mafresh chala, and they were kereshem, and they put it aside, and they burnt it, and they threw it out in the garbage. So then they're not the money to say that. A cotton doesn't have the money to say, even on a din de rabbanon, a cotton doesn't have the money to say that he took care of something. But if, let's say, an adult, one of the older children is watching, one of the children who's passed bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, is watching when the younger one is mafresh chala, so then if it's within a year before bas mitzvah, within a year before bar mitzvah, then that's called mukla samagli, so the hafrosh is chala. And if the older child is watching, so the older child has namonis to say over to the rest of the family that the chala was taken care of. So these two are the hallmarks of Inyani HaFloh, the fact that you have Mufla Samach Liyishi within the year before Bar Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah, that in Dorim HaChal, even have cotton, a mice of cotton klum, and every need das, a cotton does a mice, it's considered bli das. But by Nidorim Shavuos, the year before Bar Mitzvah, they are considered a bar das. So that then applies not only to Nidorim, it applies also to Afrosh HaStruma, because Afrosh HaStruma is an Inyan of HaFloh. And the din of Hatoras Nidorim that you can undo and add there applies also to Truma, the Gemara of the Ferish and Nidorim, after the test. Mishnah is like that you can undo Hafrosh's Truma Aydei Sheilo. So that shows that Hafrosh's Truma is an Inyan of Haflot. So by all in Yoni Haflot, the din should have been that you need Amira. That's how the Gemara says in Shavuos, that you learn it up in the Pasuk in Parsha by Yikra, that it says, Nefesh Kishisova Levate Bisvasam, even though it's written by Shavuos. We apply it across the board to all in Yoni HaFloh. That's what the word HaFloh means. Lefarish Bisvasayim, to pronounce with your lips. So this is a Pasuk, Akzeris HaKosuk, this is a Yoytzim and HaKlal. It actually, Lachem Trumaschem, that Truman can tell us in Machshov. So the women rely on that usually. The Mafresh Chala just say the Bracha Shechel San Al Afrosh Es Chala. You don't open the Lulmagan and you say Al Afrosh Es Truma. You say Al Afrosh Es Chala. Some say the Hafresh Chala and Isa. And then they never say Harezer Truma Lashem Al Akol. They never say Harezer Chala. So just Mafresh Mimachshov. So Reb Kiveger quotes from the Raivit, he quotes from the Shiltis, that you're supposed to be Mafresh with the Kriya Shed. Sounds like it's not proper to rely on Machshova. Why not? Because the Halacha Truma, you tell us Mimachshova. Why does Rabbi Kiveger insist on, and what does he have to dig up, what does he have to quote, arrive at B'Shem the Shiltis? Isn't that what all the Mishnah is, all the Gemara is talking about that? Kri Hashem, Korel Hashem. Korel Hashem means a translation of the word, you declare, I raise the Truma Hashem. So the Netziv in his commentary on the Shiltis explains what's going on. He says, true, there is such a din of an Echshel Lachem Trumachem, a Truma in the Talis Machshava, but he claims that he has rise from the Gemara, not so convincing. He claims that he has halachos, and he tells what the rais are. That if you kor Hashem on the truma, you say hareza truma l'Hashem, it gets kedushas truma to a higher degree than if you just kor Hashem like day machshov. If you have in mind that you want it to be truma, it'll be kodesh with kedushas truma, but a lower level of kedushas truma. And if you say the pair, then it'll have a higher level. If our emphasis is a few, he doesn't really have a raya. He has kashes. He has a couple of kashes. And he says that this will farem for the kasha, so and he's mechadish that this is the answer, that this is so. So he says the meaning of the women that they're not kur Hashem is man says they rely on the machshava. Truman tells machshava he's miyash of the minig. So he says the reason for the minig is because this man is there, everybody's coming, mate. So the hafrash chal is going to be chalat meya. So it's really an iser to be metame chala. So it's a problem. If you have chalat tahor and you metame it. That's an Issa. That's a din of Mishmeres Truma. You're not permitted to be Mitame the Truma, cause the Truma, the Chala, to become Tame. Here it's not that you're making Chala Tame. You have Issa, which is Tmeya, and then you have no choice. Issa, which is Tmeya, you're Mafresh Chala. But still, it's something that's improper. Better would have been if you would have Chala Torah. So rather than bring a full degree of Chalat Meya into the world, the women have chosen to bring a lower level of Chalat Meya. It has less of a Kedushas Chalat, so it's less of a problem, it's less annoying, it's less, how would you say, it's less offensive. If you have Chalat Meya that has less of a Kedushas Chalat, that's less offensive than Chalat Meya which has a full level of Kedushas Chalat. So he says that's the Minhag HaNoshim is, that they have chosen to be Mafresh Chalat, the lead dibur. That's why Rabbi Kiveger quotes the Raivad B'Shem, the Shiltois. Why don't he just quote all the Mishnais and says, no, the Mishnais are talking about Chalat Tahirah. But the Shiltois knows that everybody today, the Raivad lived at a time that there was no Eifah Parah. The Shiltois lived in Babel where there was no Eifah Parah. And they're talking Aloha Maisa B'Zman Azeh, that everything is going to be Chalat Meh anyway. And nonetheless, they said we should still continue the practice that was described by the Tanoim in the Gemaras. In the Mishnah and the Gemara said it's preferable to have a hafrosha b'peh as opposed to just relying on machshava. That's the question. It's a big chiddush to say that the two levels of kedushas truma, one is if it's chal b'machshava, one is if it's chal b'peh. The truma that's chal b'peh is a stronger level of kedushas truma. That's what he wants. Anyway, the pasuk says that the chiyuv chal is hoy b'chol chem yilechem ha'oretz. When you eat lechem in Eretz Yisrael, what's the definition of lechem? So the Mishnah is start comparing this to the din of Eretz Shelo b'miskenes pechal b'lechem echal to v'sarot v'erachtu v'sashem alokecha b'yichas amozim. The rice is only if you have lechem. If you don't have lechem, so then let's say a person eats the whole meal and he doesn't have any bread. He has fish and he has soup and he has ice cream at the end and he had whatever. A whole 10-course meal, but it just didn't have any bread. So the din is that he doesn't have to bench Birchas HaMazon. One opinion in the Tanaim, Rabbi Kiva's opinion is, even if a person just ate shelek is shlokas, is cooked vegetables, rumazonim, that's his whole meal, that fills him up. So Rabbi Kiva holds that you're obligated to bench Birchas HaMazon. But we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva, it's not that locha. You're only obligated to bench Birchas HaMazon. Eretz HaShelek v'nuskenes tachal v'lechem, v'yachal v'zorot v'yachal v'yachal v'yachal. Only if you have lechem, if you don't have lechem, not. And then you have a din of lechem and a gear to matzah. You have to eat lechem only. So the Mishnah is put all of these together. Then you have din of lechem, that and a gear midirabonon. You have to wash until it's yadayim for lechem. You have to say Amoitzi Lechem in Haaretz as opposed to Torah Minim Zaynus if it's Lechem. What else? The Erevich Hatzeres, you have to use Dafke Lechem. Shetufim of wood, you can use pickles, you can use ketchup, you can use spaghetti, you can use anything you want. Bakol Mi'arvin, for Erevei Tchum, and also Bakol Mi'arvin. For Erevei Tavshilin, also you can use any food. But for Erevei Chatzeres, it didn't require that you have to have Dafke Lechem. So the Mishnah puts all of these dinim together, the dinim deraisa with the dinim derabbanon. What are the conditions that something should be considered Lechem? So the Gemara said it has to be from the Chameshis Mini Dogam. From the Chameshis Mini Dogam. If you use any other flour other than the Chameshis Mini Dogam, it's not going to be called Lechem. What derives this from the Pasuk that seems to imply the only thing that's called Lechem is something which is Boli Dechimutz. If it's not Boli Dechimutz, then it's not considered Lechem. And the Chachamim tested it, and they came to the conclusion that the only minim, the only types of grains that are boli dechimus are these chameshis mini dogam. There was a machlokes hatanaim in the Mishnayos and Chala regarding rice, or is it doichem regarding rice. Avichai Menuri holds that rice, they tested it. Yerushalmi says that why didn't they experiment? So Yerushalmi says they did experiment. And it came to something that was halfway in between. It wasn't full chimus and it wasn't sirchon, like you have by all other kidneys, that if you mix the flour with water, you get what they call sirchon, a different chemical reaction. So that was the machlokes hatanaim. Where do you draw the line? What's called sirchon and what's called chimus? Rabbi Chmanuri holds. Rabbi Chmanuri's opinion was that when you mix rice with water, that's also called chimus. That chemical reaction is also labeled as chimus. And the Chacham felt no, that you draw the line further over that. That doesn't qualify as chimus, that's called sirchon. The Gemara says in Sochim, Lays the chosh lahadir Rabbi Chmanuri, but nobody passes like Rabbi Chmanuri. There isn't even a midas chasidus to be choshish Rabbi Chmanuri shita, because it's nitche. When you have a machlekes yochid verabim, sometimes it constitutes a midas chasidus for imachma for the shita sayochid. But if the shita, but if it was outvoted, if a topic was discussed and the yochid was outvoted, then you see from the Gemara that there's no midas chasidus. That's right. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva like that. Moshe used to go to weddings years ago. He would be on time. Moshe would be on time and they would ask him to every wedding. Moshe would come to everyone. He used to joke years ago, if Moshe wasn't there, your wedding is a suffix mekudesh. He used to be kind enough to everyone. Whoever would invite him, he would feel that obligated to go. To go to the wedding. So he would always be there on time and fill out the ksuba, print the ksuba, fill it out. Then Rav Lezer Silver would once in a while show up from Cincinnati. He would come make a big spectacle. He'd rip up the ksuba. Public, no good, you have to write it out by hand. Because there's one, he would sit and write the whole Ksuba by hand. Because there's one opinion in the Mishnah and Gittin, reviewed his opinion, that not only does a get need Ksiba Lishmo, and you can't use a printed form, just fill in the names, even Shtari Momen, a Ksuba is not, doesn't need Lishmo, and Atur. So reviewed his opinion is that there's a Xera de Rabbana, that all Shtaris have to be handwritten specifically for the purpose of this instance, you can't take a form and just fill it in. Moshe would just sit there, never made a comment. But in his Sefer, in the Igros Moshe, he writes about the question. He doesn't write what he's referring to. He writes he doesn't think there's even a Midas Chassidus to be Choshish for the opinion of our beauty. It was outvoted. He said, that's the halacha. Whenever there's a machloikis and the Shita Sayochid is outvoted, Nimli Vagomu, so that's not a Midas Chassidus. When you have a machloikis and the Yochid was never outvoted, the Din just says, Acharam Lahakos, but it was never owned to the minion. So then the Gemara says that I'm Achman to Avol Abroch. Then there's a Midas Chassidus, it constitutes Midas Chassidus to be Choshish for the Shit Sayyar. But if he was outvoted, it's going to see. Here the Gemara implies that Rabbi Chmanuri's opinion was simply outvoted. Leis Nechosh Lahod Rabbi Chmanuri. It doesn't constitute even a Midas Chassidus to be Choshish. So we pass on Aloha that only the Chameshis Mini Dogam constitute Lechem. There is a Machlok Yisatanoim. There is a machlokes satanoim. What if you make cake or cookies and you didn't use any water at all? You just used made peretz. Whether that's kaivin in challah or not, what's the issue over there? What's the issue? That's not really a shaila and shame lechem. That's not really a question of shame lechem. That's a different question in the tziruf. In the tziruf, the din is that in order to be chayiv in challah, you have to have a certain minimum amount of flour. Let's say usually when if you have a small family, the kids are baking cookies or something, so they're not going to bake so much that it's going to be chayv. So the Gemara, the Mishnah has a machlokes hatanoim, sham and mesilah, how much flour you have to have. But we pass the halacha chameshes mevoim kemach yod. What does that mean? So that means mem gimel beitzim mechamish beitzim, 43 and a fifth beitzim. That's the shear of an omer. Oh, nasir is eifahu. Figure it out. So that's 1/10 of an eifah is an omer. And the Mefarshim on the Mishnah points out that the word Chala itself, Chef Lamehe, is a gematria of 43. That's a good way to remember. Chala big gematria is 43. And the Shir for Chala is 43 and a fifth. Mem gimel beitzim mechayim is beitzim. There's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, machlokes at Shulchan HaRashba and the Rosh. 43, the volume of 43 beitzim of what? 43 beitzim of kernels of grain? But you don't mix kernels of grain with water. You take the grain and you grind it up to make flour out of it. So it depends how fine you grind the flour. If the finer you grind the flour, so the more fluffy it's going to be. So you're going to have more air there. It's going to take up more volume. If you don't grind it so finely, so you're going to have less air fluffing the thing up. So that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, whether you measure by the grain before you grind it up, before you add on the air, or you measure by the flour. Measure by the flour is a problem. Which flour? You measure it the way you happen to have made it, or you measure it the way you could have made it? You could have made it less fine, so you wouldn't have so much air being mixed up. So shalom aloch. So benegeit, so there is a din that you have less than the shear, chala, less than the shear, mem gimel beitzim, chamish beitzo, then you're not mafresh. What if you have a sofik? Then you're mafresh b'libro. That's what in America they used to say for years, that if you use 3 pounds of flour, it's a suffix. So you should mafresh challah without a bracha. If you make cake or cookie something with less than 3 pounds of flour, you don't have to be mafresh at all. Between 3 and 5 pounds of flour, that's a suffix, so you mafresh without a bracha. And more than 5 pounds of flour, that's considered a vada. The number is not exactly 100%. It's really a little bit less than 3 pounds, but also the going to some shittas of the Ashayla, and even slightly little more than 5 pounds of flour, going to some poskim, you would need a little more than 5 pounds. That's where they usually say between 3 and 5 pounds is a sabik brach, and more than 5 is a vadei chayv and chal, and less than 3 is a vadei not chayv and chal. So that in order to be chayv and chal, you have to have tziruf. Let's see, I'll mix together 2.5 pounds of flour here, 2.5 pounds of flour there. So I'm making, let's say, 2 3/4 of a pound of flour here, and 2 3/4 of a pound. So I have more than 5 pounds of flour, but it's not the bli lachas. I didn't make it in one dough. So the din is that I'm not chayv and chal. The Mishnah, the Gemara points out on the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, that you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. Also, lachas yisasa yipachas mikashir kadei lachkim menachiv chala. That's a harama. It depends. Let's say, if I'm baking, I want to make 2 different kinds of cookies. So don't tell me I have to mix them all together. It's not going to taste good. I want dafke, these I want to be milchik, and these I want to be parada. These I want, someone gave me fleshy cookies. You know, what flesh are you going to have? Parada, okay. Or you want to have with sugar, without sugar, whatever. So you don't tell a person he has to mix it together. That's not called a haram if he wants to make 2 different kinds. But basically he's making the same cookie again, and he has a big enough pot. The only reason why he's doing it in 2 batches is in order that doesn't want to be bothered with the precious power. So that says in the Shulchan Aruch, based on Gemara, so you show me that based on Mishnah is like that. That's not proper. You're doing a haramah, you're going out of your way to do things in an irregular fashion in order not to have to fulfill a mitzvah. So that's not right. Haramah mitzvah is not permissible. Even though we're just dealing with the Chalas Chutz, Lord, still, Chalas Chutz are still a mitzvah. You're not permitted to do haramah, even to bump off a mitzvah with the Rabbanah. Is also improper. So again, in order to be chayv and chal, you have to have a kishir. In order that it should be a kishir, it has to be mitzaref yachad. If I'm going to do half of the batch over here, half of the batch over there, then it's not mitzaref yachad. I have to do it all together. When you do it all together, what's mitzaref put together? The mashke. The mashke that holds it all together. That's what's mitzaref. So that's machlokes hatanoim. Some tanoim are of the opinion that the only things that are mitzaref, the lechem together, that it should be considered one big unit of lechem, is if you were bosh, it's one of the Zion mashkin. If you use any dam, you can't use one of the Zion mashkin is dam, so that'll make a trade. So that we wouldn't recommend. But if you use the other 6 mashkin, So the only time it'll be mitzarefet together is if you're going to use one of the zayin mashkin that has a shein mashkin. Mashkin is mitzarefet. It doesn't have a shein mashkin, even though it's liquidy, and it serves the function. It accomplishes that it's all sticking together. It's all one big unit. Still, that's the machlekes ha-tanoim, whether that is mitzaref or not. The Yishalmi points out that this machlekes is not only a machlekes menegir to chiyuv chala. The Ravid on the side of the Rambam quotes this from the Talmud Yishalmi, that you have the same shayla menegir to kabbalah too. Let's say you have a long Italian bread, and someone another tummy touches one end, so the din is that the whole bread becomes tummy. That's the klal. Magen b'mitzosa can magen b'tula. If you touch another tummy touches erichel, you don't say, well, the part of the erichel that he touched becomes tummy, and the rest that he didn't touch didn't become tummy. No, if it's one apple, if it's one piece of one steak, there's one long bread, so there's one unit. So the shayla is, yeah, an apple grows naturally like that. A steak, that's the way the animal grows. But a long Italian bread, you could have made 10 different rows. Who told you to make one long bread? So why should you declare that one long bread is one unit? So that's halacha. The halacha declares that even though it's only synthetic, it's only man-made, chibur b'dei adam is also called chibur. That's considered one big unit of a loaf of bread. So the Tanaim have a machlokes, what if I made the bread with meperis? I made the bread with some mashke other than the zayin mashkin. Is that mechaber yachad or not? If a tummy will touch one end, will the tumor be transmitted to the whole unit? The whole loaf of bread is considered one unit or not? Maybe he's only mitamein mokamah gogovat. Maybe the rest is not mitzarek. Maybe the rest is not mischaber yachad unless you use zayin mashkin. So Yishami says that machlek is satanoim, whether we require dafke zayin mashkin or any mashkin, to be mitzarif bread together is the machlekes and sirup, both by Kabbalah's tumah, with respect to the din of magav b'tzasek and magav b'kula, as well as with respect to chiyav hafrashas challah. So that's not really an issue whether it has a shame lechem or not. Avada has a shame lechem. Even if it's made with made peiris, the bread has a shame lechem. The only question is it mitzarif yachad, the men give him beitza, mechamish beitza. You need a kashir. So maybe it's not mitzarif yachad the shir. And that just historically, that was an interesting machlokes. That machlokes hatanoim is a machlokes harishonim, the Arzaruah quotes. There was a machlokes harishonim in the earlier generations, what the din is. Should you paskin that cakes, we use made peiris, halosh ben made peiris, you didn't use any of the zayin mashkin. Should we paskin? In the Mishnah in the Talmud, Yerushalmi has the right to disagree with the Mishnah. Then as machlekes in the earlier generations of the Rishonim, then in the later generations, they repeated the machlekes of Rishonim again, had a pasuk, and they had forgotten that the Arzaruah said. They weren't aware of the fact that this was already debated in the earlier generations, how we should pasuk on this. The Maisa, it's a machlekes, it's a sefer adina, what the din is. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Hasidi Ashkenaz, a recommendation from the Maharam Wittenberg, representing the attitude of the Hasidi Ashkenaz, that in order to avoid the machloikas, the proper thing is to pour in a little bit of water, so l'chol ha'des it'll be chai v'chal. The Mishkanes Yankev quotes this din, and he puts it together, he tries to put it into proper perspective. He quotes a few other instances where the Hasidi Ashkenaz introduced, like we have practice that we take a kli chodosh or a beget chodosh, something new, or a pre chodosh on the night of Rosh Hashanah, the second night of Rosh Hashanah, in order to say shachyano. Because it's a machlokes of Rishonim, whether you say shachyano or not, the second night of Rosh Hashanah, the kiddush, and somehow that'll be a bracha l'al tola. You don't have to say shachyano, that is called no, you mechuyev to. So rather than paskin on the issue, yes or no, so you take a pre chodosh, a kli chodosh, a beget chodosh, something, so for sure you say shachyano. But that's also, that comes from the Maharam Rutmer. So the Mishkanes Yankev Mishchuva shows that this was an attitude that they introduced into Pesach Halacha to try to avoid taking a stand on Machlokes. Try to be Yotzei Yidei Kol HaShichtos. That's the whole attitude that the Mishnah Berurah picked up. The whole Mishnah Berurah is like that. On every page it tries to give you eitzes. How do the eitzes they call hashitas? What to do to avoid being machriya on the machlekes? So again, that's not really an issue. The machlekes hatanayim and the machlekes harishayim regarding halosh b'mei peiris, that's not really an issue in Shem Lechem. It does have a Shem Lechem. The halacha is that from matzah, you're not yetzeh, if matzah sheni loshim and mei peiris, you're not yetzeh. That's a different reason why, because it's matzah ashira. But it's not because it lacks a Shem Lechem. It does have a Shem Lechem. It does have a Shem Lechem. Boharaya, let's say you make a cake, and you didn't use any water at all, you just used mei peiris, but you ate up the whole cake. So then the din is, if you plan in advance to be kaver sudi, you're going to eat up a whole cake or a whole couple of sponge cakes. That's going to be your whole meal. You're starving and you're going to eat this. So then the din is that you have to wash until it's a dime, and you have to say amritz, you have to say b'chus amodim, because it is lechem. It is lechem, basically. It's not that it's normally not lechem, but if you kaver sudi, then it becomes lechem. How do I change it? If I eat it, it's lechem, he eats it, it's not lechem. How can it be? Either the thing is lechem or the thing is not lechem. The answer is the thing is lechem. The only thing is that Mitzilah said Daim is only with the Rabbanah. And whether you say Hamoitzi Abarimim Mizonis is only an issue of the Rabbanah. And I'll be Pashtus also whether you say Alamichi or you say Birch Samoz, and that's also only with the Rabbanah. The Nusach of Birch Samoz is not their right. So the Pashtus and the Rishayim seems to be that if a person will eat bread and he'll say Alamichi, so he'll be Yotze Minatar. It's only with the Rabbanah and he's not Yotze. He has to recite the real Birch Samoz. When dealing with these three dinim of the Rabbanon, you have to wash until it's a diamond, you say Zainus Ahamaitzi, you say Alamirti Avichat HaMazon, so then the Chachamim, when you get to the dinim of the Rabbanon, they threw in this new cloud. There's a new concept of Pas HaBo, because the thing is normally eaten as a snack, so then if you happen to eat it as a snack, and you don't wash, and you don't say Ahamaitzi, and you don't say Avichat HaMazon, and if you do, and if you're eating it as a regular meal, then it has a din lechem, because it always has a din lechem. When you get the din of the raisa, there is no such distinction. Let's say when you get the matzah, or when you get the chiyuv hafrashus chal, it doesn't make a difference whether it's pasta babikistan or not pasta babikistan. When you get the matzah, if it's matzah shira, it's no good. If there's no issue of matzah shira, then it would be good, even if the brach will be bar min mizaynus. That's not a concern. Still has a shame lechem. Pas ha-babikisan is also pas. Pas and lechem, the same thing. What is a big issue in Shulchan Aruch? What is a machlekes in shame lechem? And again, the chiyuv ha-prasha skala is there is a problem in two gemaras. One gemara seems to say that in order to be chayiv, the Mishnah say when you mix the dough, when you mix the flour with the water, in mafish chala. When it's in the state of dough, you mafish chal, even before you bake it. But it doesn't have a din lechem yet. So it kindly has a din lechem. And then the other Gemara says that it only gets a din lechem if it's baked in an oven. So ofu esem nashim lachem chem etan rechem. In one quote from the Pasuk from the Torah, that 10 women, a curse, 10 women will bake, there'll be so little bread to eat, so 10 women will be able to bake the bread for all the 10 families. Each family has 9 children. That's lots and lots, over 100 people, that they'll bake all the bread. They'll have nothing to eat. They'll bake all the bread, betanarech, in one oven at one time. So the Gemara learns out from that pasuk, in Sof, and Daf Lamaches, the Gemara derives from that pasuk, that pasuk, betanarech, kari pas. If the pas, if the lechem is baked, not in the tanur, it doesn't have a shame lechem. In other words, you need afia. If you have bishul, the tanarech means you have to have afia as opposed to bishul. So this is the problem that the Rishonim discussed. It doesn't get a shame lechem unless you bake it in the oven. So how can it be mafish challah when it's in the state of dough? It doesn't have a shame lechem. So why about chalchem and lechem or? If it's dough, it doesn't have a din lechem. You don't see how much of lechem or it's on raw dough. So it doesn't have a shame lechem. How can it be mafish challah? So this problem was discussed by the Rishonim. So this led the Rabbanim Tam to develop a whole fancy pshat, which appears in places, many places. It's a beautiful pshat. We happen not to pass it like that. In Shulchan Aruch, both in Orachayim, when you get them in Tilas Yadayim, and Hamoitzi, and Bichas HaMozim, and in Yeridaya here, in Bilchas Chalo, we do not paskin like the Rabbi Natan. The Shach recommends you should be choshish for the Rabbi Natan. You should be machmeh for the Rabbi Natan. But Mikir Adin, we don't paskin. Rabbi Natan's shita was that it's either or. If you do a blila ovo, then it gets a shem lechem right away. If it's a thick dough, it gets a shem lechem right away. But what's most of the cakes that they sell in the stores, the cake mix, you don't make a blilov, you don't have a dough, a thick dough, you have a batter. You have a mixer, and it mixes together. Then you take the bowl and you pour it. You can't take challah and pour it. Challah is a heavy dough. You have to pick it up with your fingers and put it in a pan and spread it out evenly. When you have these ready-made mixes, so you use a mixer, and then you pour it, and then it evens out by itself because it's a liquidy thing. Some are more liquidy than others, but it pours. So if you have a vila rako, then the Rabbi and Tom says, then the Gemara and the Mishnais will require that you need dafkin afiyah. Before afiyah doesn't have a shem lechem, and you can't be mafish challah until after the afiyah. That's how the Rabbi and Tom, for reference, 100 kashas. Says if you have a vila rako, then you need afiyah to give it the shem lechem. And before the afiyah, you can't be mafish challah. If you have a vila ovo, it already has a shem lechem now, and you are able to be mafish challah already now. And we don't accept his opinion. We pass like the Ramban. Ramban and Hilchos Challah. Ramban wrote, like the Rif wrote Halachas on all the Masechtos that in the Ge'er Halacha Lemaisa said the Ramban wrote on the Dorim, and on, we have the Rif on the Dorim also. The Ramban didn't have, so he wrote on the Dorim, and he wrote on Chers. In the middle of Chers, he had a few dinim about Challah's Chosbar. So the Ramban put all the Hilchos Challah there. In the middle of Chur. So the Ramban there has a long essay about this Rabbi Natam, and he disagrees with it. He says it's not correct. He says in order to have it, doesn't matter, Blilova, Blilorakas, Lamalav, Lamorid, you have to plan to do an afiyah. If you plan to do an afiyah, even on a Blilorakas, so it's already Mukhli Mechala right now. You can be Mafish Chala even in this state of Blilorakas, because you plan now, you have Aldas to do the afiyah later. So let's talk of this issue, the Ramban and the Rabbi Natan. This is an issue in Shein Lechem. When does it get the Shein Lechem? This is the Shaila in Shein is an interesting din in the Mishnah. When you want to be mitzarek everything together to make the shir challah, the mem gimel beitzah v'chamish beitzah, so what if you're using whole wheat flour that has the bran, has the shell of the kernels of grain? Are the shells mitzarek also? It would appear from the Gemara that the shell is not bore dechimel. That's what it would appear from the Gemara. The shells are not bole dechimut. So if you just have shells alone, that shouldn't make a din lecha. But the shaila is if you didn't separate the shells from the grain, you ground everything up together. So then the Mishnah makes such a distinction. That's called mursan, the bran, the shell of the kernels of grain is called mursan. So the Mishnah chala and the din shulchan aruch like that. The Mishnah says, if they ground everything up together, then the shells are also mitzarek to the shear. Then the gimel beitz and the chaimish beitz. But if they remove the shells from the kernels of grain, and then they threw them back in, so then even though you're left with the same thing that you had before, but if the shells were once removed, the mursim was removed, then nikom mitocha, the hechzira elof, then it says that it's not mitzarek to the shear. But that's not when we learned mishnayis chala, our Soloveitchik pointed out, that a lot of times they'll advertise in the whole wheat flour what percentage of the flour is the bran, what percentage of it is the shell. And it says it doesn't correspond to the percentage that it is naturally. So obviously they took out all of the shells and they put back a certain percentage of them. So he claimed that based on the Mishnah it should not be mitzvah. You have to have a shear for kedayis and for bechas amos and for everything, whatever you need a kashir, for memigon beit mechamish beitzah, you have to have the shear leaving out that certain percentage. No, usually people have more than the kashir anyway. Others disagree. Tzvi Pesach Frank has a chul, and others disagree because it's based on a meforshim on the Talmud Yerushalmi that the reason for the Mishnah is that because that's not the normal way to do it. That once you take out the bran, then you throw it back in, that's not normal. So they said, but if Bisman and Zed becomes normal, then it would be mitzvah. The Mishnah didn't mean to say an ironclad rule. That's the halacha. Mishnah meant to say if it's an abnormal way that the brand is included, then it doesn't count. But Bisman and Zed, that's the normal way to do it, selling millions of pounds of flour like that. But then it would be mitzvah. So Rashi thought not so. So Rashi thought that it was a separate din. A kozman that is naturally combined yachad, then it's start even though it's not bogad echim. Once he separated it, then even if you mix it back in, it won't be. It won't be considered lechem. They have such similar dinim in other cases, like the Gemara says in Chulin, that if you have blood and you separate the plasma from the red blood cells, so the plasma part, if you drink it, doesn't have any sicharis. Talking about blood coming out, human blood is only nisa derabanan, it's not nisa deraisa bechas, of course it's not chorus. Talking about the dam from our behemah. So the Gemara says the ether chorus is only on the red part. The white part is not called dam. So what if I drink it when it's all together? So I have to drink so much that I have a kezayis. The shear, the Rambam says the shear for dam is kezayis. I have to drink so much dam that I have a kezayis of the red blood cells. So the pashtus is not so. The Rambam writes, you drink kezayis min adam. So the Ragat Shavar is safe on the Rambam and the toughness panech and hilchas makolos asuris points out that that's the chiddush that the Rambam is saying. Even though you drink a kezayis min adam, and more than half of the kezayis is the plasma, so you have very little of the red blood corpuscles, so you should say you didn't drink a kezayis. So the answer is no. Kozman, that it's all together, everything has a shem dam. Only when you'll separate it, then I say that's the dam and that's not the dam. So what's the din attacker? The plasma was separated from the red blood cells, and then they mix the plasma back in. So it's dam and not. It's dam and that's not part. And that's not part of it. Once it was separated, then you mix it back in, isn't it? So it's like mixing in. Let's say I have red blood cells, and I mix in a little water. So I'm going to say everything becomes dam. Not so. It's not dam. You have such a din by milk also. Gemara has a din. Milk is milchik. So let's say I separate the curds from the milk. I make cheese, and what's left is water, H2O. Just plain old water. So the Gemara says that it's paravim and atar. It's only treated as milchik midirabon. So gevalt. So what do you have to separate? Even when you have the milk. Even when you have the milk, I should say, let's say the milk had mixed in with flesh. So I think 85% of the milk is plain H2O. So if I want to calculate shishim, so I shouldn't need shishim against the whole milk. I should just need shishim against the maximum 15%. I don't know how much it is. Less than 15% of the milk is going to be the milky part. So it's not so. The friends say it's not the kozman that the whey is together with the curd. Kozman is in the state of milk. What we call bala is milk. So the whole thing is milk. Only when you separate it, then it's not long. So similar, you have a few cases like that. But the halacha says when it's all together. You have it in the reverse order also. Let's say you have apple juice. So you have orange juice. Let's say orange juice. So orange juice is made peris. So if I'm going to make challah, I'm going to make cookies with made peris, it's going to be a shaila whether it's chayv and challah or not. So let's say I have reconstituted orange juice. Reconstituted orange juice means that they evaporated all of the water, and then they only had the orangey flavor, and then they added on water later on to the exact same percentage, the exact same amount that it was originally in the natural state, and now it tastes like the original orange juice tasted. No, but they added on water. So if you're going to make cookies with reconstituted, no, when you add on the water, you buy this. So that's water, there remains water. Even though now it tastes like made peris. That's a lot of water. There is a din, of course, that the chiv challah is only if the owner of the dough is the Yisrael. If the owner of the dough is a nochri, then there's no chiv challah. It doesn't matter who the workers are. Let's say there's a bakery that's owned by a non-Jew, and the workers are Jewish. So the fact that the workers are Jewish doesn't create a chiv challah, since the owner of all of the dough is a non-Jew, so there's no chiv challah. What if there's a shutfis? The Mishnah has an interesting din in Mishnah Echal. Let's say the owner of the bakery is a Nochri and he converts in the middle. One fine day he decides he wants to become Jewish. So we were never mafresh any Echal, and we had we gave a hashgacha to his bakery. He doesn't need any hafroshes chal. And one fine day he converts in the middle of the day. So what about the dough that was kneaded that day? So Mishnah says it depends. Whatever dough was kneaded, it depends when the lisha was done, when the lila was done. If the lisha was done before he converted, then it's not chayiv in chal. If the lisha was done after he converted, it is chayiv chal. If you have a suffix, so you say lechumah, you go lechumah, suffix then rise to lechumah. Yeah, what about chalas chutzlo? It's only the rabbanon. I don't know. Mishnayos are talking about chala and eretz. Mishnayos were written in eretz Yisrael. Mishnayos say the din in eretz Yisrael by the gershin is guy. You have to look in Shulchan Aruch. I don't remember the din. What about the gershin is guy? You're in the middle of the day, and it's a suffix whether he was tovel in the mikveh before or after the elisha, before or after the gilgal. Whether it would be chal and chal. Got to find out whether that thing applies to chutzlo as well. What if you have a shutz v'sakum? Let's say the bakery is owned by a partnership of Jews and non-Jews. Sometimes you have, let's say, it's a non-Jewish ownership of the bakery, but the lawyer is Jewish. And because he's such a good lawyer, so they give him a share in the company. They give him, let's say, 1 or 2% in the ownership of the company. So whenever they're going to need dough, so 1 or 2% belongs to him. So the Mishnah says, if you have a shir challah in the percentage that he owns, let's say they're going to need 100 pounds for vasachas. The kettle, the big kli, we don't do 100 pounds at one time. Women do 2 pounds, 4 pounds. When do they ever do 5 pounds? Very rarely. They don't do so much dough at one time. But let's say in a bakery where they're making bread or they're making cookies and they make a ton of the time. So let's say they make 100 pounds for vasachas. And the Jewish partner, the Jewish lawyer, only owns 1 or 2%. He only owns, every time they do a lisha, he owns 1 pound. Or he owns 2 pounds. No, 1 or 2 pounds, not chayv chala. Even though they're doing 100 pounds, but the 98 and the 99 pounds are owned by Nocher. So that's not chayv chala. If all the Jew owns is 1 or 2 pounds, so it's talking not chayv chala. But what if, let's say, there are a few Jewish partners, and the chelik of the Jewish partners together adds up to a shir chala? Then you are chayv chala. And the Mishnah says you are fine. That's a shala. What if you have a corporation? A common shala. If you have a corporation, should we treat it lahalacha as a situation of shutfis? So if the percentage of shares that's owned by the Jewish partners is such that every time they do an iso, every time they make a dough, you have more than 3 pounds of flour owned by the Jewish partners, then it's Mukhim and Challah. They say, no, corporation, it doesn't really mean the corporation owns everything. The dummy corporation owns everything. I have a right, the Jewish partners have a right to make a certain amount of money out of it. You treat it like an investment. You don't really treat it as if they're really shutzim, as if they're really partners in the dummy. So this is a Shaila Lava. A big Shaila how to treat corporations. They say the name of Rav Moshe, although it doesn't appear in his Svarim. They say that he felt that Mikra Din, when people buy insignificant percentage, 1 or 2%, 5%, they can't really control the business. They buy small shares in a big corporation, you can't really consider that there's a das kaina, that the person really has in mind to acquire ownership. You're not a Yerusha, you get Bal Korcha, but you can't buy something and acquire ownership of Korcha, the person doesn't have any das to becoming a shutvis in the dough, that everything should mamish be on the shutvis. He has in mind that there should be an investment. He's going to make a revach, he's going to make some profit on the deal. So Moshe felt, that's what I was told, Moshe felt, Ikra Din, we should consider it as if there's a lack of das kaina. And then he said, and even if you don't want to accept his, what he was convinced of, at least when he get the din of the Rabbanan, that's what I was told. That I get the Chomet Shavuot of Pesach, I'm going to get the Chiv Chalav as Manazeh, that it's only the Rabbanon. He thought that there you can rely on this Kula, that even if the Jewish partners own, let's say, 2% of the business, and they do, let's say, 200 pounds, each time they have 200 pounds of flour mixed in the kettle of Vasacha, so 2% of 200 pounds is going to be 4 pounds. 4 pounds is chayim and chalah. So they said, B'shem HaMoshe, that he held that you can rely on this svar law, that it's not considered the shutfis Yisrael. Even, let's say the Jew has a chelik in the shutfis. Let's say the Jew has 20%. And for sure that has a chiyuv challah. Why shouldn't I say, but the goy owns 80%? The goy share is not chayav challah, so why shouldn't I say that the share that the Jew has should be bottle b'roid? Why not say the share that the Jew has should be bottle b'roid? And didn't mom because you don't say bottle b'roid. That's kigmar at the end of Beit, so you can't say bottle b'roid, so the Jew is not entitled to get any profits. And it's investment. They share his bottle b'roid. So indeed, mom, this kigmar says you don't say bottle b'roid. But as far as Isa the Heter, why don't you say it's bottle b'roid? It shouldn't become terrible. So the Pashtus says that there's a simple answer on the Kasha that Tesis in Tmura develops. In the end of Tmura, Tesis quotes, Ba'oim Amori Hor Amar, whoever that is. Reish Mem Reish. Or Rav Marein, or Rabbeinu, or whatever. Whatever it is. So the Shimon Shkab quotes this, and the Shari Yosha is a big discovery, that the only time when you learn you're a day is so it's not such a big discovery. It's a double partial like that. The only time you can speak of Bikul Peroid is, Taisa says, in the name of the Ramar, when originally there was a Dova Mavura. This bottle was trade, and all the other bottles were kosher. Then they mixed everything in together, so they say, oh, this bottle that was trade became bottle Peroid, so it's Muta. But if it was never Mavura Milachatchila, what's awesome? The thing is, Bola Olamai Deita Rubis. So in such a case, you can't say Bikul Peroid. What are you going to say is Bikul Peroid? What are you going to say is Bikul Peroid? Where is the part that belonged to the Jew that it became Bikul Peroid? The Jew owns 2% of whatever it is. It's floating around the 2%. It was never Mavura in the first place. So you can never say Bikul Peroid on such a thing. That's what Tesis, that's the cloud that Tesis gives in the end of Masechas Gemara. But this is a discussion. There's a long tshuva about this. And the tshuva is Arya de Bei Elor. He talks about the problem of Chomet Shehova Olav HaPesach. You have corporations which are owned by Jews and businesses that are owned by Jews and non-Jews, let's say liquor companies. So there are certain liquor companies that only have Goyish owners, Kentucky, all those kinds of things. There are no Jews over there. But there are other liquor companies that have a shoot for Sav Yisrael. So the Shaila is, should it be Chomet Shehova Olav HaPesach? That's the Shaila. So Rav Moshe has this svara that if the Jew owns an insignificant amount, but he doesn't really have control of the company, so his tummy never had das kaina to acquire a shutfis in the company. He had in mind that there should be an investment. But other gedolim in Europe are not so convinced about that. They thought not so, that that that's considered a shutfis yisrael. So let it be chomet shehova olav hapesach. So one of the gedolim came up, this is the Arya de Bei Elor, came up with this ein prof. Arya de Bei Elor was a Talmud of the Ktzois. He was the father-in-law of the Shinever. Shinova was the son of the Rechaim, the sons of Rome. So he writes a tshuva, he thinks that if the chelik of the Yisrael is less than 50%, and the chelik of the Nach is more than 50%, then you would say that it's bottle b'roid. Because Chomet Shehova Olav HaPesach, the din is that you don't need shishin, the din is that mikra din is bottle b'roid. But then he says, but how can it be bottle b'roid? It was never mavur in the first place. What do you do with this tesis in Tmura? He has a few pages to explain why the Tesis in Tmura doesn't apply here. But if it's the Pashtus says that it should apply. The Pashtus says that that's the Klal. That explains these Mishnayos in Challah. That if you have a Shutfis between a Yisrael and a Nachri, if the Chelek HaYisrael has enough to be Mechuyiv Mechala, the 3 pounds, the 5 pounds, whatever, then it's Chayiv Mechala, despite the fact that the Chelek HaYisrael is the Miut, because you don't apply Bitul Beroi. It was never Mavura in the first place. They should say that it should be Mizbat Beroi. That's the Pashtus. There is a din, a Mishnah and Challah. When you machish Challah, it says, Reishis Arisa Seichan. Reishis Arisa Seichan, V'loi Kol Arisa Seichan. That if you give away everything, the guy wants to be very generous, he wants to give away the whole dough to the kohen. Everything should be Kodesh B'Kdushas Truma, B'Kdushas Challah. So the Mishnah says it's not Chal. It doesn't take effect if you give everything away. And in Reishis HaGez, there is no such din. The farmer has to shear off the wool, when he shears off the wool from the sheep, so he gives part of the wool to the kohen. If he wants to give it all away, tav ol habrach, isn't the hay. So the Mefarshim and the Mishnayos are bothered with this contradiction. How come there it says, Reishis Geis, Tzen Chatit, and it also says Reishis. You don't say that the Reishis has to have shirai. If you give it all away, it's also good. Mashen, you can over here by the challah. Allah requires that you must have shirai, you must have shirai and the korim. If you give everything away, there's no shirai and the korim, nothing left over, then the challah is not challah in the first place. Why the discrepancy? So the pashtus I would have said is that reishis hagez is just a mitzvah of nesina. It's not a matir. There is no isa tevel that you're not permitted to use the other wool before you give over the reishis hagez to the kohen. So it does not serve as a matir. So if you want to give it all over, it's intact. So you're giving. You gave reishis, you even gave more than reishis. Yesh b'chom saimon. You gave 100%, so that includes the reishis. Mashenikin over here, the din is that Afrosh's challah has to serve as a matir. It's a matir for what? It's a matir for the tevel anita. So you have to have, this is kodesh, and that's nita, because I was separated this as the challah, so the mele, the tevel was converted to chulam mesukan. But if there's nothing that's going to be nita, just the challah itself, by virtue of the fact that it becomes challah, that removes the isa tevel from the challah. But that's not enough. It has to be matir the isa tevel on some shirai. That's not be pashtus one. Because here it has to serve as a matir, so you need shirai mikar. And there by resh, I guess, it doesn't have to serve as a matir. One of the mafarshim on the bottom of the Mishnah gives a different explanation. The Melecha Shlomo. As far as one of the standard mafarshim on the Mishnah. So he claims that it's a Kabbalistic notion, a philosophical notion, I don't know. He says that in Challah it gets Kedushas Truma. So in order to enhance the Kedusha, in order to notice that this Kedusha wanted to appear in contrast to Chol, Hashenikin Reish HaGez, it doesn't have any Kedusha. So there's no need to have any Chol to have a contrast over there. When you have the Kodesh next to the Chol, so the Kodesh stands out better. Does it? When you have an institution that has Torah Mado, so the Torah looks holier. Then if you just have a yeshiva where they only learn Torah, so the Torah is pale over there. Doesn't look so healthy. Here the Torah looks healthier because it's in contrast to the Chol. I don't know. That's what the Melech HaShlema says. It's a question whether it's really so. Anyway, in that din that they need, Shirei HaNikarim, so there's another din, that it should be Menamukov. There is a din, L'chatkhila, when you mafrish Challah, or when you mafrish Truma, you should be, take out the Truma or the Challah, and it should be nearby. When Amukha thinks it should be nearby, question, how near does it have to be? An inch, a foot, in the same house, in the same city, Tarhatzkum. So the Rishonim had a whole discussion on this. What's called the Shia Mukha? So the Kodesh has to be nearby the Chol. There's a long thesis in Nida, in the first paragraph about this, on Mukha. And there's a giant deer agroa at the end of Simen Shin Chatei. So he writes, he starts off, Bidin zen estap hugayin eyoilom. All of the Rishonim got caught in the thicket over here. They got trapped in the forest, and he says they're all wrong, and he's going to develop his own shita based on Tosefta's. The Bir Agra at the end of Shin Chotei gives his own klolim, what's called mukav, what's not called mukav. But I'll call upon this a din, that l'chatchila, when you mafish truma, when you mafish chal, you have to be mafish min ha-mukav. This din of Sheran Yikorim, that the Kodesh has to be nearby the Chol. It's not enough, let's say, I'll declare I have a place, let's say you have a bakery, this is a practice that some have. You have a bakery where you want to give a hashgacha, but you can't trust anybody in the bakery, it's owned by Jews, and you have to be mafish challah, but the people who do the work in the bakery are not Jews. They are Jews, but they're not observant. So they have no namonis on the kasher. So let's say the mashgiach, goes from time to time to check that all the ingredients are kosher, so he knows that they're not fooling around on the ingredients. But he can't go every day to be mafish challah, so let's say he'll have a batch of tevel in his home. And every day he'll declare, he'll be mafish a little bit of that tevel, say, I want this amount to become challah on what they bake today over there. So that's a violation of mukav. Gemara says that b'di'evet if you mafish alayim min ha-mukav, it'll be challah, but l'chatchila is supposed to be mafish min ha-mukav. And amukav means it has to be nearby. So shayla, usually when you have a din of l'chatchila m'di'evet, usually that indicates that it's only a din d'rabbanan, but it's not necessarily so. Sometimes you have din of l'chatchila m'di'evet on the level of the rice and mitzvahs you have like that. Let's say l'chatchila you should have chelis with lovan, m'di'evet if you only have lovan, so you say the mitzvah shalom b'shlai musam. But l'chatchila you have a carbon chatas, you should be zarek for zrikas, and m'di'evet you do one zrika, you say m'di'evet the mitzvah shalom b'shlai musam. In mitzvahs, you have l'chatchila m'di'evet shalom b'shlam. So you can say here also, that our parashas chala is not just a matir, it's a mitzvah. So the mitzvah b'shlei musa v'chatchila is to be mafish min ha-mukav, maybe min ha-tayr. And but yeah, but if you mafish b'shlei min ha-mukav, so you fulfill the mitzvah deraisa shalod b'shlei musa. This is a machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos. But it's min ha-mukav, but it's only l'chatchila, not but yeah, but it's at deraisa derabban. In Gittin daf lamed aleph. Rashi says that it's only with the Rabbanan. It gives you a whole reason why they instituted this din with the Rabbanan, because you may be making a mistake. You think that it's nita, it's not nita. So in order to avoid mistakes, they made exer the Rabbanan that you have to be mafish min ha-mukav. But they didn't want to say that, yeah, but it's not good. It's a din l'chatchila with the Rabbanan. But yeah, but it's good even if shalem ha-mukav. But Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. And they quote from the Sifrei, that the end of Parashas Korach, where it says, v'harincha neschel bo mimenu. So it says, mimenu, the connotation is Minamukov, so the drosha of the Sifrei sounds like it's a drosha deraisa. You have a million droshas in the Sifrei that are only asmatis from the Rabbanan, but Tosfos thinks that this one is probably deraisa. They have no reason to think that it's only the Rabbanan. So if you mafish loy Minamukov, it'll remove the Yisa Tevel, but the mitzvah will clearly be Shalot Mishlei Musa. There is in addition to the issue of Tevel and Yisir, there's also a mitzvah of our precious chala, precious shum. So if you do shalom and amukov, that's a partial bitla mitzvah. That's the question. Let's say there's a non-observant Jew has a bakery, comes up every day, the non-observant Jew has a bakery, he wants a hashgacha. So if you're gonna insist on having minamukov, you're gonna have to pay the mashgiach more money. He has to come to the bakery every single day, or every other day, whenever they make new batches of dough. And be makrish chalam and amukov. If you'll be makel to do shaloi and amukov, you'll tell him you can have a batch of tevel at home, and then every day be makrish and say, this should become chalam for what he's baking over there. So if you be makrish shaloi and amukov, it'll cost you much less for the hashgach, for the supervision, because the mashgiach won't have to travel to where your bakery is every day. So that's the question. But the guy only wants a hashgach. He doesn't want to become religious. He's not interested in that. He doesn't keep any other, he doesn't shape a lulav. He doesn't keep things that are likuva. So you want him to keep something that's l'chatchila. You want to do the mitzvah b'shlei musa. That's his look. It's a freedom of religion. He doesn't want to be religious. So they're not interested in forcing him to be. When he wants a hashgacha, so we have to see to it that he keeps all the mitzvahs. No. Do we have to see to it that he keeps this mitzvah? Is that what it means in a hashgacha? That the rabbi who's giving the hashgacha has seen to it that the balabas fulfill the mitzvah? Nah, this guy doesn't believe in anything. He's not interested in keeping it. He wants that it should be kosher. So kosher, it's not just kosher b'diyevet. It's kosher l'chatchila l'chor. No, whether you mafish min ha-mukov or shalai min ha-mukov, l'chor, it's the same level of kashrus. It's not that if you mafish min ha-mukov, it's kosher l'mahadrin. If you mafish shalai min ha-mukov, it's kosher, but not l'mahadrin. No. It's the same kosher l'mahadrin. It's just that the balabas didn't fulfill his mitzvah. He doesn't care to fulfill any mitzvah, doesn't keep any, doesn't like film, doesn't daven, doesn't keep kosher at home, doesn't keep anything. So that's a question. Is there anything wrong with giving such a hashgach? Is there an iser? Is there an iser involved being mafish? Is a gemara in Erev and daf lamed aleph? Sounds like there's an iser. That's what the Neza has a truth about. How do you understand that gemara? What's the iser? Whatever the iser only is, the mitzvah is not done b'shlei musa. So if it's a guy who's not going to do the mitzvah anyway, so it's better to do shalom b'shlei musa than not to do it all. It's a problem. Well, how do you understand that gemara with the einam min ha-mukav? Chalas chutz la'aretz, Tosfos and Nida Dav Zayin points out that we're always, the gemara says he may be mafish shalom b'shlei. The gemara says echad ha'halach v'achkaf mafish. The gemara says I baked a lot of cookies. I have a whole jar full of cookies, 100 cookies, and then I didn't separate challah. So as long as I leave off a couple of cookies in the end, one cookie in the end, and then on the last cookie I'll break off part of it, I'll declare that's challah. And I have shiran nikam. I can't take the whole last cookie and say I want this to be challah for everything that I ate. That'll be shiareha nikarim, but it won't. That'll be, I don't know what you call it. Tosfos says in Sochim that's not right. When you leave over your last cookie, you have to be makish part of the last cookie. Leave over, let's say, a slice of bread. So part of the slice should be declared as challah, and the rest should become the chulam misukran. Yeah, but just a minute, Tosfos asks. But he's matted, he's a tevel from everything that he ate already the last couple of days. So he's not shaloi min ha-mukav. What is Kurish M today on Truma, on challah, this is mate lemachreya, the yisa tevel on everything that he ate. So what's in his stomach or whatever came out the other end already. He ate it a couple of days already. So that's in ganzen shalom hamukam. So you see that the even lachatchila, it's not just the yevet, you see that even lachatchila can be mache shalom hamukam. So that's wild. The Min HaSitzchok has a tshuva where someone has the following shayla. Let's say a person becomes a Baal Tshuva at the age of 80. And he realizes, Gevald, he's been eating tevel all of his life. He's been buying, let's say, kosher, I don't know, let's say, kosher, not kosher, what's the difference? He's been eating cake and cookies and bread all of his life, and no one was ever mafish chalat in the cake and cookies. So now at the age of 80, let him buy some tevel. Let him buy some bread that's tevel. Be mafrish a little bit of bread and say, I want this to become challah for all of the bread and the cake and the cookies that I've been eating over the last 80 years. Does that work? Mafrish. Doesn't sound like it should work. So the Tesis in Nida says that it doesn't work. Tesis says the only time you can have mafrish, even though it's not at all minamukov, is only if you achakach mafrish minei beif in the same isush and is chai biyachad. It was originally one Gilgal, it was originally one Lisha. But if it had a separate Lisha, over the last 80 years, the guy ate from different batches of cake and cookies that were baked, that were needed at different times. So you can't make a hafrasha today on this to be matir, to be matir the Yisr Tevel from all the other things that he ate. That's too much, Shalem and Amukha. That wouldn't work. That wouldn't work. To be matal lemachreya and it's shloim amukav only works. That trick only works under the rabbanim. Achalas chutzlarts. If the afrosh of the chava is coming from oisa ha'isa, if it comes from a separate isa, then yeah. But let's say it's not bahakach mafresh. Let's say there are a lot of Jewish bakeries where all of the ingredients are kosher, but they're just mezalzal and afrosh of chala. It's a common problem. That the bakeries are not makar. A lot of the bakeries, even by religious people, they think the obligation to be makar shchal is only when you're baking bread. When you're baking cake and cookies, there's no obligation. It's wrong. It's the favorish against the Mishnah. I said it's wrong. So is there an etzah to be misakin? That's what the Min HaSitzchok talks about. Is there an etzah to be misakin? Let's say, I own a Jewish bakery, kosher bakery, where they all makar shchal. Every day they're makar shchal. So maybe I should say, to save all the Jews in the world, on chalas chutz la'aretz, you're permitted to be mafrish lachatchila shaloi ben amukha. It's just, oich b'halach b'akach mafrish, that only works if it's miyosa huisa. What if you don't want to be mata lemafreya. Let's say, I know that there are bakeries all over the world chutz la'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, you're supposed to do ben amukha, fine. But in chutz la'aretz, you're permitted even lachatchila to do shaloi ben amukha. Oich b'halach b'akach mafrish, don't be shaloi ben amukha. So let's say, I have a bakery in chutz la'aretz, where I bake every day, a few times a day. So they're being mafish chala anyway every time. So let them say, when they're mafish chala, we want this to serve as chala for the batch of dough we have here, and for all of the doughs all over the world, all over chutz la'aretz. We don't want to be mafish v'eretz Yisrael, that shalom ben amukav, there's some kind of an isim. But for chutz la'aretz, there is no isim. We're not talking to be matel lamafreya, to be matel the isim tevel now, from all the doughs in the world. So maybe we should recommend that somebody should do that. That's what the Min HaSitzchok quotes from Svarim, that such a midas chassidus, such a recommendation. Someone has a bakery, a kosher bakery, should do such a tikkun. It won't pose a problem of a kilkul. Let's say someone wants to be mafresh his own challah. So I'm making dough, and then this good Samaritan wants to do me a favor, so he's mafresh challah now. I'm going to mafresh challah, I'm going to say a brach, it's going to be a brach of Atoma. So he says, he's making me a problem. All of those bakeries where they are going to be mafish on their own. So first of all, it's not a problem. Let the one who wants to be the good Samaritan, let the one who wants to be mafish everybody say, I want to be mafish on behalf of all of those who turn out that they won't be mafish. Whoever wants to be mafish on his own, I don't have them in mind. That's number one. Number two, even if he doesn't say that, the hafrosh only works if someone is mafish for me. Yishavoy al chaver works based on the principle of zachon liyodim shloi b'fan. So it's only as chus if it's going to turn out that I'm not saying a bracha l'matol. If I want him to do my own hafrasha, so the whole hafrasha that he did for me, mishaloi al-shali, is batal l'mavutol, because it's not an act of zochim. It's not as chus that it should turn out that he stole the mitzvah for me, and I'm saying a bracha l'matol. So the pashtus, it doesn't really pose a problem. So So that's what the Minchas Yitzchok quotes. He recommends such a, it's not his original idea, he quotes it from other Hungarian Gdolim before him, that they had such an einfall that someone should be mafrish chala for all of the bakeries in Chutzlar, all the people in Chutzlar while not being mafrish. There is an issue which wasn't really dealt with well in the Sforim until the Sefer was printed in Eretz Torah Sa'oris. The Rav in Tverian, Clearis, Rav Moshe Clearis put on the Sefer. His grandson now raises the money for the Keren Ashvi'is of the Agudas Yisroel. His grandson's a businessman. So this Rav Moshe Clearis has in the Sefer a very beautiful essay on Mitzvah Satoyah Baris. That's when they, around 80 years ago, when they're first working on the Inyonim, they came from Europe, they didn't know anything about these things. So he has taka very good on challah. The whole sefer is very good. So he has on challah. He points out there's a din. Aser te'ases kol tvoz aracha yotze asod shana shana. It's a pasuk in Parashas Re'eh. So the Gemara in Chorus lines up in the pasuk shana shana. You're not supposed to be mafish mishana al chavato. Not only from the second year to the third year, because this is my serani, this is my sheni. Even from the first year to the second year, all our parashas are identical. Still, it's supposed to be mafish mishana aloza shana, not mishana al chavato. B'di'evid, the Rambam writes, B'di'evid, if you mafish b'shana chavata, it would be chal. But l'chatchila, you're not the kind of mitzvah b'shlemus. So this then applies also to chala. That you're not supposed to be mafish, let's say have a lot of batches of dough. You want to be mafish from one on the other, so you can't be mafish b'shana al chavata. Let's say have flour mixed together. Some of the flour, and they do it like that sometimes. They mix in flour from one year with flour from another year. So it's not really right, because he's supposed to be mafrish meyos shana alos shana. The only question is, that's what Rav Moshe Clearis talks about. How do you determine what's called mishana al chavato b'negeit the chala? But again, the trumas and maizes, it's determined which year it belongs to based on the miruach. Whenever the miruach occurred, not the miruach, based on the havoah shlish. Whichever year the havoah shlish took place in, so the teres belong to that year. Or if you have Chanotah, by Teresilin goes Basa Chanotah, by Irakis it goes Basa Likita, and by Kidney it goes Basa Ashrasha. So that's Kaveh, what year it belongs to. So it belongs to that year we know, when you get the Maisa Sheni versus Maisa Irani, it belongs to that year, Mishan al Chavito. What about when you get the Chiyav Chala? How do you decide which year it belongs to? So there is a Machloikas Hatanayim in the Mishnah Chala. Are you Chayv Chala if you use flour from Chameshis Mini Dogon, which never had a havoah shlish? It never grew to one third its ripeness. So if you hold that you need havoah shlish, so fine. So whichever year the havoah shlish occurred in, that's the year that this tool belongs to. So that's how we would decide that it's mishan aham. But we don't pass them like that. We pass them that you don't need havoah shlish. You only need havoah shlish in tvua to be chayiv in Paris. To be chayv and shumas and maizes, but to be chayv and chalo, you don't need avo ashlish. So what is the kaveya? So that's what he talks about. This Rav Moshe Clearis in the Sefer Torah Sa'aretz. He says based on the Yerushalmi that it has to be shachas, has to have grown chotch a little bit something to be able to harvest it. That's I'm not a farmer, so I don't know exactly how do you determine what's called shachas and what's called so little that it's not even shachas. The Rav Gemara is talking about this, shachas and less than shachas. So he says, based on Yerushalmi, that's what it depends on. So hard to determine. You have to figure out which flower grew from which. Sometimes they harvest the grain before it grows to havoah shlish, and they make flour out of it. So you have to know where, or even if they let it grow fully, even if they let it have the full gidul, but you have to know when did it develop to become shachas, this year or the next year. And there's a din, you're not supposed to be mafish mishan al chavatos. What do you have flowers mixed in together? But there are cases like that. You have to make two aproshes. You have to make one dough, you have to make another two doughs. You have to make one dough that has flour from one year exclusively, another dough that has a flour from the other year exclusively, and then be mafish in this dough on itself and on this whole mixture, and mafish from the other dough on itself and on the whole mixture, and try to have everything that I'm looking. Hilchas Chala, very interesting. The year that Rav Soloveitchik was considering the position of the chief rabbinate, he gave shiurim and yeshiva on Mishnayot Kala for about 3.5 months. Only four brothers. He's very fascinating. Shulchan Aruch has a lot of discussion. It's one of the neglected mitzvahs. A lot of the women today don't observe the din of Kala Kach. Okay, we'll stop here. I don't think I'll be able to give a shiur tomorrow, and next week I may be on vacation. I wish everybody a pleasant summer.